Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I did not schedule this tonight, so I don't know if you're out there listening. And then at the last minute, I thought I'd give a call and see if anybody was out there and wanted to talk to me. So if you do, 267-521-0167, area code 267-521-0167. I want to let everybody know that on Thursday night, Yvonne Smith is going to be hosting the show live from Alternatives from 8 to 10 for a conversation, and that people can contact her to find out more information about where to meet if you are at the Alternatives Conference. So it's my understanding that Alternatives has begun. And if anybody's got any updates that they'd like to give from the Alternatives Conference, I would be most interested to hear what that is. So let's see. I'm just kind of telling people that I'm out there and that they can call me if they want right now. 267-521-0167. If you'd like to call in, the number is area code 267-521-0167. If you need a toll-free line, you can try 855-346-3351. That's 855-346-3351. So the Alternatives 2014, right? That's where we were going. I'm just wondering if they've popped anything up. I don't know. I see something about Disney World. They're in Florida, I guess. If you're out there and you'd like to talk with me, now would be a great time to call. 267-521-0167. Yep. I know that there's probably some things that I would like to tell you about. But off the top of my head, I don't have it. So let's see. Let's listen to Murphy for a little while.
Last question here I want to address it to Mrs. Donaway. So Dr. Stern called the journal editorial a gross mischaracterization, and it stands for leading an anti-psychiatry movement. Do you have any comments on that with regard to SAMHSA providing money or grants to groups that fight treatment or discourage?
Yes, and in fact, I have read many of the state applications for grants from SAMHSA, CMHS, and when you read those, you find very little reference to the most severely ill. Much of it is about, this is how we're going to get people out of state psychiatric hospitals. It's about how we're going to, if we just offer people, you know, what they want and make sure that we're really nice to them, that they're going to be just fine and it's going to settle their symptoms. But the question is, well, what if what the person wants is a semiotic, you know, machine gun to shoot you because they think that you are the devil? Mm. Well, then what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, then you call the police and you get them into jail, and if there was ever a form of coercion, that is it.
I was going to do something. Because Adam Lanz and Roland and the other people who have nowhere to go, who have not gotten treatment, who have not gotten a diagnosis, are out there dying with their rights on. Are you kidding me? Treatment who have not gotten a diagnosis, dying with their rights on. Are you kidding me? I have seen too many of my patients die. Adam Lanz, Roland, and the other people who have nowhere to go, who have not gotten treatment, who have not gotten a diagnosis, dying with their rights on. Are you kidding me? I have seen too many of my patients die.
Dr. Sharon, I'm just not clear. Are you a clinician that treats patients?
No, I'm a research psychologist.
Okay, thank you. You said SAMHSA does not support programs that are anti-treatment. Are you familiar with the Alternatives Conference?
I am.
You aware that Alternatives is short for Alternatives to Treatment?
it's my interpretation of alternatives, it's not alternatives to treatment, it's alternatives available for people to make choices about how to best engineer their recovery.
Do you think everybody is capable of making that choice?
I think everybody is capable of understanding what's important to them.
Ms. Thompson referred to something called anosognosia. Do you know what that is?
I've heard it described. Yeah.
Okay. I'm disappointed you don't know what it is. It's critically important. So I got to go into a little lesson here. If a person has a stroke on the right side of their brain and the left side of their arm doesn't work, a characteristic of that is if you say to this person, try and move your left arm, and they don't, you say, I think you're having a stroke. You need to get to the hospital. The person may say, it's no big deal. I don't know what that's all about. That's anosognosia.
That's anosognosia. I wonder what Frank Sinatra would do with about it. Like, that's life. That's anosognosia. All right. So I'm pretty much almost convinced that nobody's going to call and talk to me tonight. So, again, this was just a quick update. I hope you're all having a great night out there. If you do want to call in and talk, I will leave the line open for a couple more minutes. 267-521-0167. 267-521-0167. If not, Wednesday night, Sharon Kressinger will be joining us. Very much looking forward to this conversation from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time with Sharon Kressinger. And Thursday night, Yvonne Smith will be broadcasting live from Alternatives and giving some updates about what's been going on out there. If you know of a tip, oh, wait, I have another upcoming show that's going to be happening on, oh, just give me a minute here. Thanks for listening. I'm glad that you're out there. Upcoming show will be, where is it? There it is. I need to set it up. But it will be October 29th, Wednesday night, from 8 to 10 p.m., and it will be about Underground Railroad landing zones. And so this is going to be really exciting. Frank is a psychiatric treatment survivor and an anti-psychiatry human rights activist. He writes with David Oakes, Al Galves, and Frank and others. Frank screened the Arlington, Virginia American Psychiatric Association offices for normality way back in October 2007. I remember that. That's awesome. Before moving to Gainesville, Florida, he lived in Charlottesville, Virginia. And while in Virginia, he served as a point person for Mind Freedom Virginia. And in Florida, he is the contact person for Mind Freedom Florida. Having completed both basic and advanced leadership academy trainings, Frank has co-facilitated leadership academy training sessions in Gainesville. Working with Mind Freedom Florida, Frank helped to bring Daniel Mackler to Gainesville for a film festival and panel discussion. He was the chair of the Mind Freedom International Affiliate Support Committee, and he currently co-chairs the Landing Zone Committee. His current projects include an effort to introduce open dialogue practices in Florida, and he hopes to launch a mutual support group locally for people who wish to taper off psychiatric drugs. And so that's going to be October 29th from 8 to 10 p.m. with Frank Blankenship. This is going to be a slamming show, as will Wednesday night's conversation with Susan Kressinger, and Thursday night's live update from the field. Yvonne Smith is going to be calling in from the Alternatives Conference. So lots of exciting things moving around all out there. I know also in the near future we're going to be selling a follow-up with Tina Minkowitz and doing more discussion around human rights issues and legal capacity and these types of things. Also in the near future, a man named Craig Lewis will be on talking about two websites and his work that he's been doing, which I'm just learning about now, but I'm excited or interested to learn more about, I guess. one more than the other. So one is betterdaysrecovery.com, but the one I'm really interested in learning about is www.punksinrecovery.com. And so Craig Lewis, we're going to be scheduling something. Tina Minkowitz is going to be scheduling a date pretty soon. Frank Blackenship, October 29th. Sharon Kressinger, Wednesday, October 22nd. And live from the field, Yvonne Smith, on Thursday, October 23rd of this month, 8 to 10 p.m., live from Alternatives. So that's about where it's at. Maybe we'll just do a couple more things. So after Murphy accuses Shern of non-competent response, Shern laughs and Murphy says, "Yeah, see, it's afraid that he's afraid to say yes."
I didn't ask you about an open forum, so I'm going to take that as a yes, and you're afraid to say yes. You know, in Sam says, no, it's true. Come on, I want to have an open discussion.
Yeah, an open discussion. He wants to have an open discussion where
I think in the way that you specifically have characterized the situation, people would meet the criteria for not being competent.
Okay.
And at that point, I think they could. Yeah, no.
Good. We're in agreement there. I want to make that.
Who is willing to stand for us? That's what I want to know. Who is willing to stand for us and say that even in these situations, psychiatrization is unacceptable and a human rights violation and needs to be ended? All right, folks, that's my 12 minutes of time. Hope you're having a great one, and keep on speaking out. And until next time, talk to you soon. Good evening. It's Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I am so glad that you are out there and are listening. And if you want to call in and talk, the number to call is area code 267-521-0167. For any of you who have been listening to Dead Air for a little while, I'm back. If you'd like to call in, 267-521-0167. Remember, if you're online, to press 1 or star 1 if you'd like to talk and be part of the show. So I'm in the process of, I was in the process of saying that I didn't have much to say today because I've just been in work mode and trying to get things done. I did, what did I do? I did leave a message for Jody Silver today, but I didn't get to her until after hours, and so tomorrow I'm going to probably not be able to get out until after hours, and maybe Thursday morning, but trying to figure out and remind everybody about what's going on with Gloria at Trenton Psychiatric Institution. That this has not ended, and that we persist in trying to call attention to and get justice for this woman who now for the rest of her life is going to have to suffer more ramifications from this industry which she herself trusted. So that's something that we're keeping watch on. I wish I had more things to talk about. I know that on, I can tell you what's coming up again. Wednesday night, Sharon Kressinger is going to be on. And Thursday night, Yvonne Smith is going to be calling in live from Alternatives. And hopefully we'll have some people who are at Alternatives with her present in the room. And the 29th, there will be a special on landing zones with Frank Blackenship. And so I am just fascinated and I can't wait to hear about the conversations that come in the near future. In terms of tonight, this was a last-minute show, so it's an open lines, anything goes show. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, you can call in 267-521-0167. 267-521-0167. So I was playing some of the old time clips from the Murphy talking about the Alternatives Conference. And so I was just playing some of these, and so let's see if I can play this one here.
Dr. Sharon, I'm just not clear. Are you a clinician that treats patients?
No, I'm a research psychologist.
Okay, thank you. You said SAMHSA does not support programs that are anti-treatment. Are you familiar with the Alternatives Conference?
I am.
Are you aware that Alternatives is short for Alternatives to Treatment?
It's my interpretation of Alternatives. Not alternatives to treatment, it's alternatives available for people to make choices about how to best engineer their recovery.
Do you think everybody is capable of making that choice?
I think everybody is capable of understanding what's important to them.
Ms. Thompson referred to something called anosognosia. Do you know what that is?
I've heard it described, yeah.
Okay, I'm disappointed you don't know what it is. It's critically important. So I got to go into a little lesson here. If a person has a stroke on the right side of their brain and the left side of their arm doesn't work, a characteristic of that is if you say to this person, try and move your left arm, and they don't, you say, I think you're having a stroke, you need to get to the hospital. The person may say, it's no big deal, I don't know what that's all about. That's anosognosia.
Anosognosia. And then he goes on and he talks about, this is where he goes on.
If you're having a stroke, you need to get to the hospital. The person may say, it's no big deal. I don't know what that's all about. That's anosognosia. About 40 to 50% of people with severe mental illness, schizophrenia, if shown a videotape of them hallucinating, delusional, they don't know who they are. They think they're an angel Gabriel, Jesus, whatever else. And they say, do you think that's okay? They'll say, sounds okay to me. I don't understand the problem. What Ms. Thompson's referring to for those people who are not capable of making decisions on their own, have someone else assist them so that they have a right to get better. Would you agree that such persons may need some assistance that they're not capable of making on their own?
So this is where we're at. And then there was the Murphy, where Murphy asks the anti-psychiatry SAMHSA question, the question as to whether or not SAMHSA is anti-psychiatry, which is, again, such a joke.
That SAMHSA for leading an anti-psychiatry movement. What do you, can you have any comments on that with regard to SAMHSA providing money or grants to groups that fight treatment or discourage?
As if. So the Alternatives Conference is going on. Here he is talking about the Taxpayer Alternatives Conference with Shern. This may be Shern's response.
Do you think in the Alternatives Conference, which spends about $600,000 a year of taxpayers' money, do you think we should be paying for conferences that have things called Unleash the Beast, Primal Movement Workshop, How to Make Collages, Dancing, Interpretive Yoga, or How to Stop Taking Medication? Do you think taxpayers should pay for that?
I think it's very important that we have an open...
I'm asking, do you think taxpayers should pay for those items? When we get so short on funds, do you think we should be paying for that, for people who have severe mental illness?
I think that it's very important that we have an open forum to discuss the very...
I appreciate that. I didn't ask you about an open forum. So I'm going to take that as a yes, and you're afraid to say yes.
So the Alternatives Conference is happening right now in Orlando, Florida, and on Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m., Yvonne Smith will be calling in to give updates from Alternatives as to what's going on. I am so fascinated to know... I guess, you know, Patrick Kennedy never really took me up on the offer to come on the show and talk about what he was going to be talking about. But, you know, life doesn't end at Alternatives. So, you know, anytime, feel free to come on and explain, you know, the whole checkup from the neck up thing that you've got here. So that's about where it's at. And, don't have much else going on. Well, again, if you'd like to talk, press 1 or star 1. And I'm happy to bring it into the conversation. You would think that there would be all interesting things happening, but it seems that you can be looking at one thing and thinking that something else is happening. Wow. Certified by the, I'm just looking. We are a CEU approved provider, certified by the Florida Certification Board. Alternatives 2014 is now an approved provider of continuing education units. Join us and receive up to 13.5 CEUs for attending conference sessions. Make sure you take advantage of this opportunity to earn CEUs while at the conference. Huh. I wonder who is the Florida Certification Board in continuing education units and what? Huh. Anybody know the answer to this? 267-521-0167 if you're out there and you'd like to talk. 267-521-0167. It's 8:26 p.m. Eastern on October 21st, 2014. Interesting too. So is that providers that have continuing education credits? So somebody call me and explain this to me, or peer, quote unquote peer people who work in these roles of peer people. Is it continuing education credits for continuing education credits for what? Florida Certification Board. I wonder what happens if you just Google that. Anybody know of any protests or anything coming up? Oh, I know of a protest that isn't coming up. November 14th in Albany, New York, when NAMI New York State gives Congressman Tim Murphy an award. Somebody do something. Florida Certification Board is the state's premier nonprofit organization that protects the health, safety, and welfare of Florida's most vulnerable. All right, I clicked on the link and it took me to a page that isn't that. Okay, the Florida Certification Board mission is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizens of Florida by regulating our certified professionals through experience, education, and compliance. The FCB establishes, administers, and monitors certification programs in addictions, mental health, behavioral health, child welfare, and prevention. New professions are continually added. The FCB actively participates in legislative advocacy, ensuring that our partners have a voice in the political process. Who are these people? The FCB has established one of the country's most successful political action committee funds. The FCB administers programs directly related to workforce development. The Florida Certification Board is led by a team of nationally recognized experts with vast expertise in certification program development, implementation, and administration. Certification specialists, test development professionals, and workforce experts are available to assist representatives of verify certified professionals, file an ethics complaint. Who are these people? 267-521-0167. And why are they giving continuing education unit credits at the Alternatives Conference? Anybody know? Anybody have any idea of what I'm talking about here? Go to flcertificationboard.org, and then I'm on the About Us page, flcertificationboard.org. On the Alternatives Facebook page, it said, where's Facebook? It said, good news, we are, this is back, it's back months ago, I've been so uninvolved. Good news, we are now a CEU-approved provider, certified by the Florida Certification Board. Alternatives 2014 is now an approved provider of continuing education units. For who? Join us at Alternatives and receive up to 13.5 CEUs for attending conference sessions. Make sure you take advantage of this opportunity to earn CEUs while at the conference. 267-521-0167. I'm just going to also write, like, who? Maybe they can tell me. Maybe who is getting CEUs for what? So, that's, yeah, so I don't know. So I'm trying to figure it out, but their website seems to be a Florida-based organization, and they now certify people. At any given time, you can call in and talk to me and press 1 or star 1 and to save me here and tell me who the hell these people are and why they're giving out education unit credits at the Alternatives Conference. And are they giving out education unit credits to providers? Are there all these, you know, quote-unquote mental health providers walking around getting continuing education credits at the Alternatives Conference? Like, for what? 267-521-0167. Call me and whatever you'd like to talk about, open lines. There's lots of things going on in future shows, and we need to keep on speaking out. So I wish I could certification process, international certification, available certifications. Let's see. There's an addiction, child welfare, mental health. They certify, the Florida Certification Board offers 3 mental health related credentials: certified mental health professional, certified behavioral health technician, and certified peer recovery specialist. Mother effer. The CRPS credential has 3 different endorsement applicants can seek based on their lived experience. Oh, my God. The Certified Peer Recovery Specialist, CRPS. They forgot the A, it looks like, the cops. The CRPS credential has 3 different endorsements applicants can seek based on their lived experience. Adult peer, family peer, or veteran peer. I am not making this shit up. And then I'm going to view the certification. So they certify mental health professionals. This is the Florida Certification Board. That's where we are, folks. That is who's giving the continuing education units at the Alternatives Conference. Still unclear as to who they're giving it to. But when you look at who they certify, that would then require needing continuing education units to maintain their certification. There are 3 mental health-related certifications that the Florida Certification Board offers. And they are credentialed mental health professional, certified behavioral health technician, and certified peer recovery specialist. And when you look at the adult, family, or veteran peer of the certified recovery specialist, oh, holy crap, sorry, I'm losing my breath here, man. that's to give you a freaking heart attack. The CRPS designation is an entry-level mental health credential for persons who use their lived experience to assist individuals achieve and maintain recovery from mental illness. Oh, my God. So the Florida Certification Board says the adult endorsement denotes an individual who is an adult peer. An adult peer is in quotes. I'm reading here from their website. An adult peer is in quotes, as is veteran peer and family peer. And they're all written like, you know, like adult-peer, but the T-P, there's no spaces. So it's going to wind up being like adult peer is going to be like a word in 10 years, like an A-D-U-L-T-P-E-E-R. And a family peer, they're just going to lose the dash, and that's just going to merge into. So the adult endorsement denotes an The adult endorsement denotes an individual who is an adult peer. The family endorsement denotes an individual who is a family peer. And the veteran endorsement denotes an individual who is a veteran peer. The CRPS, regardless of endorsement, requires a minimum of a high school diploma or a general equivalency degree. Again, something that like somebody like Howie the Harp would have never been able to even apply for this. Scholarships available. Okay, so right there, boom, right? You know, right here we are, money. This is a money-making venture for these people. And the Florida Certification Board, through funding from the Florida Department of Children and Families Office of Substance Abuse and Mental Health, is administering a new scholarship program for certification-related fees for persons seeking initial certification, reinstatement, or renewal as a certified recovery peer specialist. This scholarship program is open now through June 30th, 2016. Interested persons need to complete the FCB scholarship request form to request financial assistance for application, certification, examination, reinstatement, and or renewal fees. Huh. Candidate A, adult peer. This is the certified recovery peer specialist adult. Define yourself as a precious. Why am I laughing? You're asking yourself. Because there's this big page and it says, this booklet includes easy to follow instructions, your personal application form, mandatory forms to collect training documents and recommendations. And in big letters on the other three quarters of the page, it says, define yourself as a professional through certification. And so here you go, folks. This is about jobs. Ugh. The Florida Certification Board is a nationally recognized nonprofit professional credentialing organization. In our 25-plus years of experience, they say, we have certified over 10,000 health and human service professionals performing work in the related fields of addictions, prevention, criminal justice, mental health, child welfare, and behavioral health. This is from the Florida Certification Board Peer Specialist application for certification. In order to be certified as a recovery peer specialist adult in the state of Florida, you must, one, meet specific competency and ethical conduct requirements, two, possess minimum work and experience requirements, three, possess minimum education and training requirements, four, pass the written exam, and five, complete minimum continuing education credits annually to maintain a current knowledge base. God, you know, I got to be honest, if this is what was happening when I was 19 and getting involved with all of this, I'd be dead right now or locked up in an institution. I would never, ever, ever, ever had a thing to do with this. I would never have, I really would. I would be dead right now if this was what was available to me then. So far away, so far away. definition of a certified recovery peer specialist adult. CRPS-A. They just put the A in the wrong place. Certified recovery peer specialist adult, it says, provides peer mentoring and support to individuals who are consumers of mental health service systems and achieves resiliency and recovery as defined by the individual consumer. The CRPSA must be a true peer. This means that the peer specialist is also a consumer of public or private mental health services. I have some audacity comparing, saying that private and public mental health services are equal. What a joke. The role of the recovery peer, outside of everything else, I mean, obviously the whole thing is a problem. The people start texting me that I'm... Yeah, whatever. Obviously, the whole thing is a problem. But these are the people that are certifying. They're giving continuing education unit credits, 13.5 you can get up to at the Alternatives Conference. And so the role of the recovery peer specialist adult includes, but is not limited to, advocating for the needs of the consumer, teaching the consumer how to develop skills necessary to advocate for himself or herself, serving as a mentor to the consumer, instilling a sense of hope that resiliency and recovery are achievable goals. The certification standards. Minimum education is high school diploma or a GED or higher. Experience, 1,000 hours of formal work and or volunteer experience related to mental health issues. Training, a total of 40 hours of training divided among the following content areas. A minimum of 2 hours must be earned for each content area. And the content areas are effective advocacy, identification and treatment of mental health disorders, wellness management, recovery and resiliency, legal issues in mental health, stigma and discrimination issues in mental health, ethics, confidentiality, HIPAA, awareness and understanding of cross-cultural linguistic issues, interpersonal communication, and adult education teaching skills. The recommendations, 3 personal or professional letters of recommendation for certification. The code of ethics must sign the statement agreeing to follow the Florida Certification Board of Ethics. Written exam is the Certified Recovery Peer Specialist exam. And renewal, you need 10 CEUs annually. Continuing education units, and in Florida is where the Alternatives Conference is being held, and you can get up to 13.5 continuing education units at Alternatives. So, that's where it's at. It's all such a scam. The entire thing. Again, you want to talk to me, 267-521-0167, area code 267-521-0167. If you want to talk to me, remember you have to press 1 or star 1 in order for me to see that you're there. So if you want to call, 267-521-0167. If you need a toll-free line, it's 855-346-3351. 855-346-3351. And we'll see where all this goes, because, I mean, I guess, who's surprised? Who's the slightest bit surprised? I'm not surprised. Ah, okay, well, I covered the certification boards. Upcoming shows, Sharon Kressinger, tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, October 22nd. If you're looking for the on-demand podcast available afterwards online. Thursday night, Yvonne Smith will call in live from the field, from the Alternatives Conference, and give an update. And next Thursday night will be Frank Blankenship talking about landing zones and underground railroads. So I think that is about where I'm at for tonight. And I've got a slew of other work that I need to be getting to also. And tomorrow night, I look forward to an actual announced show. And so, again, no, there was no announcement tonight. But I am going to leave the line open. And so if you do want to call in, and hopefully I'll see you there, I'll flip back over again. Okay, and if that happens, give me a minute because I'll have to register in. All right, talk to you soon. Have a good night.